Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of September 2018. Supreme Court, while decriminalizing gay sex in India, has said that Section 377 of Indian Penal Code is irrational, arbitrary and incomprehensible. Supreme Court has set aside the conviction and sentence imposed by Delhi High Court under the Contempt of Court Act 1971, holding, inter alia, that formal charges were not framed against the person. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking to ban a book for allegedly depicting Hindu women visiting temples in a derogatory manner, saying that craftsmanship of a writer deserves to be respected. Supreme Court has directed Inspector General of Police of Meerut Zone in Uttar Pradesh to directly supervise the probe into the lynching of a Muslim man by a mob in Hapur. Supreme Court has deferred till further orders the commencement of the process of receiving claims and objections for National Register of Citizens, NRC, in Assam. Supreme Court has reiterated that no writ of habeas corpus could be issued in respect of a person who was in police custody in connection with a criminal case under investigation pursuant to a remand order by a magistrate. Kerala High Court has suggested state government to evolve a uniform formula for compensating flood victims. Delhi High Court has directed online pharma platform and app onemg.com to not offer for sale any product of Amway India, a wholly owned subsidiary of USA-based Amway Corporation which works on direct selling business model. Karnataka High Court has held that fashion show falls within the expression entertainment and is taxable under the provisions of Karnataka Entertainment Tax. Calcutta High Court has granted stay against audit notices issued by central tax officers for conducting audit of last 5 years under service tax, after the introduction of GST. Delhi High Court has directed the release of 9 crore rupees to Daiichi Sankyo, giving the Japanese drug maker the first payment in 3,500 crore rupee arbitration award against Ranbaxy. Uttarakhand High Court has held that contempt proceedings cannot be initiated against a judge of court of record. Delhi High Court has observed that the children can be evicted from the property if they create hindrances for aging parents. Madras High Court has directed authorities to keep in abeyance the tender process floated for procurement of 48 lakh eggs per day worth over 200 crore rupees under the Nutritious Meal Programme and Integrated Child Development Service Scheme. Rajasthan High Court has held that no government events should be organised on the sidelines of Chief Minister of Vasundhara Raje's Gaurav Yatra. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified income tax exemption to Press Trust of India. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the rules relating to the determination of fair market value of inventories converted into capital assets under the Income Tax Act, 2018. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, has held that a company is eligible for the SENVIT credit in respect of the payments made towards the fulfillment of its activities related to corporate social responsibility, CSR. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has extended the hearing of the Tata Mistry matter to the 31st of October.